social media is helping to shape our culture. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Stephen Barnard, assistant professor of sociology at St. Lawrence University, explores the journalistic use of Twitter.
One of the most common uses of Twitter is to collect and share information, thoughts, experiences, photos and videos, and links to other web content. Much of its appeal comes from the fact that anyone with an internet connection can speak their mind and be heard. I'm not sure if that explains why journalists are disproportionately represented on Twitter, but they are. My research focuses on what role Twitter has played in the shifts occurring in journalism as a practice and a profession. In 2009, I started conducting online participant observations amidst hundreds of journalists and other media professionals. After identifying a few prominent hashtags, I also started collecting and analyzing posts about Twitter's place in the field. I identified 8 common journalistic practices: information collection, news dissemination, sourcing, public note-taking, public engagement, journalistic meta-discourse, other professional interactions, and personal interactions. I also found significant shifts in what I call the elements of practice. Many journalists reported using Twitter as something like a modern-day Rolodex, which allowed them access to a constantly updating feed of potential sources. I found that Twitter is also an important platform for journalists to build and maintain their reputation by sharing their work and maximizing their visibility and engagement among networked publics. Overall, reporters' use of Twitter revealed hybrid approaches that mix traditional journalistic values with those commonly associated with online culture. These findings suggest an ongoing process of practical adaptation to the networked environment. There's no telling what will happen with Twitter and journalism in the next few years, let alone the next few decades. But wherever news is breaking, there will be people there reporting it. Who those people are, what platforms they use, and what values they uphold may continue to change along with our media institutions and technologies. So stay tuned.
That was Stephen Barnard of St. Lawrence University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. It was a